When at last Joseph's brothers returned to their father's house in Canaan, words could scarcely come fast enough to tell Jacob all the wonderful things which had happened to them.
But it's true, Father. Joseph is still alive.
I can't believe it. After all those years...
He's not only alive, but he's become the great ruler in the land of Egypt.
I simply don't know what to say. I had his coat in my hand, his coat of many colors. It was torn and full of blood. You led me to believe that a wild beast had killed him.
Father, oh, Father, we have a most terrible confession to make.
Yes, and may God forgive us.
Father, when you sent Joseph to see us, at...
But if this be true, why hasn't Joseph returned? Or at least sent us word that he's still alive?
Can you ever forgive us, Father? We have suffered many years for the evil we did to Joseph.
The ways of God are often strange, Father. Joseph himself told us that it was God's hand that guided him to the place where he is. For now, he has the power to save us all from death by starvation. He wants you and all of us to come and live with him in Egypt.
Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die.
And Jacob prepared for the journey, he and all that he had, his sons and his sons' sons, and his sons' daughters and their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan. Meanwhile in Egypt, Joseph waited patiently. One evening after supper, he was talking to Asenath, his wife.
You know, I'm beginning to think my father's never going to come.
Of course he's coming, Joseph. It just takes time. It's a long way.
Oh, the same, he ought to be here by now.
We have a proverb in Egypt.
Which says?
The impatient man waits twice as long.
True.
I do hope your father will like me, Joseph.
Of course he will. Well, steward, answer the door.
Yes, my lord. Joseph!
Judah!
Greetings, Joseph. Oh, Asenath.
Judah, where's Father? The rest of them.
Father sent me on ahead to tell you he's coming.
Oh, steward, hitch the horses to the chariot at once. My father's coming. My father's coming.
Then Joseph mounted his chariot and with Judah beside him, raced out of the city to meet his father. Towards the middle of the next hour, Reuben and Simeon, who rode in the van of travelers, saw Joseph's chariot approaching in a swirl of dust.
Joseph's coming.
There's Judah in the chariot beside
him. I'll drop back and tell Father. Father, Joseph's coming. Joseph's coming.
Well, tell the drivers to stop the wagons.
Stop the wagons. The camels.
Now, help me down, Simeon.
Yes, Father.
Easy there. Where's my staff? Well, tell the women to keep the children quiet. If only my eyes were stronger. Now I can just make out Judah's face. Is that Joseph beside him?
He looks like a king, doesn't he?
Father!
My son!
Oh, Father, I'm so glad to see you.
It is you, Joseph. It is you. Oh, you have your mother's eyes.
Welcome, Father, to the land of Egypt.
Oh, that I should live to see this day.
We must thank God.
Then Joseph came before Pharaoh and said,
Your Majesty, my father and my brethren and their families and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan.
They are welcome, Joseph. It is my wish that they shall dwell in the best of the land in Egypt. Even in the land of Goshen. Now, Joseph, bring in your father that I may see him.
Your Majesty, this is my father, Jacob.
Joseph has told me of your kindness. May the God of my fathers be gracious unto thee and bless thee with the blessings of the heavens above and the blessings of the deep that lieth under. And may all thy days...
Joseph gave his father a possession in the land of Goshen, as Pharaoh had commanded. And he nourished his father and his brothers with bread and with the fruit of the land of Egypt that had been stored up during the years of plenty.